This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich. And now, here's your host, Rich Horace.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Ride at Home with Rich, the ultimate destination for all your home improvement needs and inspirations. I'm your host, Rich Horace, and today I have a guest joining us who can certainly inspire you and your living spaces. Mosby designer Jill Warabek is with me today, bringing a wealth of knowledge, experience into turning your home into dream spaces that you will literally never want to leave. Plus, don't forget, stay with me for my On the Road with Rich segment and my hack every week. You don't want to miss out on those. So I suggest grab your favorite drink, get comfortable, and stay tuned as we explore the exciting world of home improvement right here, right now on Ride at Home with Rich. And again, I want to kind of run through kind of the changes, you know, an announcement kind of change that we're making here with our radio programs. As we all know, you know, Scott Mosby does his home improvement show, the KMOX Home Improvement Show, and I have mine right here on 97.1, Ride at Home with Rich. And we're going to kind of almost combine them. So I'm actually going to be taking over the home improvement show on KMOX for Scott at the beginning of next year, 2024. And we're also, the good news is for everyone here on 97.1, we're going to simulcast that show, the 12 to 1 hour, right there on 97.1. And for you guys, it's great because you'll have a chance to call in, get active, and kind of be a part of the show, get your questions answered during that show. So, great news for everybody. And for KMOX, don't forget, Scott's going to be bopping in and out. He's going to guest host sometimes, occasionally. He's going to fill in for me for vacation, stuff like that. So, you'll still get a little bit of Scott throughout next year also. So, that won't completely go away. But for now, well, I want to get this thing going. Hey, thanks for joining us today, Jill. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, Rich?
Oh, I'm doing very well. Very well, you know. It's been a little while since you've been on, and lots happened in the past, you know, couple years, a lot of things going on. But I thought we could start out again, since it's been a while, just kind of going over your background. You know, how did you get interested in design?
Oh, that's kind of funny. When I was in high school, I thought I was going to be a fashion designer. And then I decided to change. My dad was kind of in construction, and he always talked about architects. And I thought, oh, I kind of like that. So I thought I would become an architect. And, well, I became an interior designer instead.
So you brought fashion to architecture.
I suppose, yeah.
That's totally awesome. So what kind of schooling, and where did you go to school?
I went to, it was called Southwest Missouri State. Now it's Missouri State. So okay. I have a degree in interior design. So, yeah.
Awesome.
I also, It took a little bit to get there, though.
Yeah. Well,
I changed majors a little bit and ended in interior design. So, mm-hmm.
Who doesn't change majors when they're in college, right?
Yeah. It's a learning process, right?
Well, you know, we are young when you start out in college. I mean, mm-hmm. you're 18, 19. Do you really know? You know, so most people end up changing or not even working on what they got their degree in.
And that is true. I am one of the few, I suppose, that works in the degree that I have.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. So how long have you been kind of designing, helping clients?
A very long time.
I got a mark in you there, ain't I?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm a senior home consultant, so I'll age myself too.
Yeah, I'm a senior designer as well. it's been over 20 years plus, so yeah, quite a long time.
And, awesome.
Love every minute of it.
Yeah. So speaking of loving every minute of it, what's something that you absolutely love about your job?
You know, why I do what I do is going in at the end of the project and I can see the glow on their faces, the change that it's making in how they live, how my clients live. I think it's fascinating and so rewarding and enjoyable knowing that I've helped to create that. It's not me, it's the full team.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and you know, I remember kind of making the change from actually building things. And I actually remember a particular client that we took like an old screened-in porch and we turned it into this really, really cool, you know, room with a heated, you know, warmed hardwood floor that is possible. And it had these big windows and this big vault in it and everything. And I remember I built this thing like with my hands. I was like the carpenter at the time. And I remember that feeling when the client was like, after they were using it, they were like, this is the dog's favorite room because the floor is warm and there's the glass that goes all the way down and can lay and look out at the woods and the pond and everything outside. And I remember kind of going to make the switch to the consulting and stuff and thinking, man, that's going to be like a feeling that I miss. But you really don't, because you still get to see all that and you're still a part of it, just in a different fashion. I'm not physically putting the things in, but I'm helping make those decisions and get to some great things that create that dog's favorite space or the client's favorite space. And so it is super rewarding still.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so rewarding.
Yeah, absolutely. So, speaking of like Mosby itself, what do you really love about doing this with the clients for Mosby that's really kept you here at Mosby for so long?
Well, yeah, I've been with Mosby almost 12 years now.
That's great.
Yeah. So, and I stay because I love the people I work with, the team that I have, and the team's always changing. We support each other, help each other out. We have a lot of fun, and I think the projects that we build are amazing.
Yeah, no, I think for sure. And you know, speaking of some of these projects, I'm going to go into my on the road because it's actually pretty cool. Something I was kind of just talking about with a week or two ago with Mark Kissel about repeat clients. Mm-hmm. And the last time you were on, we actually talked about this same exact client. So we talked about her kitchen with the addition and opening it up to another addition that she had had from years ago and just creating the coolest space ever. And so that same client, you know, I was at her house and we were working on an exterior painting job and we were looking at the front door and she was kind of like, you know, take the painting of the front door off because I think I just want to replace the front door. And we kind of started talking about front door and foyer and changing the look of the door. And then she's like, in this dining room, we don't use it that way. We don't, you know, I want to really make a change and turn it into something that's, you know, more useful. And of course, knowing like what she had done in the kitchen in the different areas, I was like, oh, this could be a really cool area, you know, because she tends to go all out and do some really cool stuff and mm-hmm. features and, you know, as you know, things like mm-hmm. that. So we kind of started talking about that, dreams and the inspirations and the different things. And I'm like, you know, we can look at a front door, we can paint the outside of your house, we can accomplish all these things for you super easily, but we need to get Jill in here to look at cabinets and the things going on and, you know, the flooring and the difference and how do we tie it into the kitchen or not and the foyer floor. And she has some really, really super neat ideas. So it is great, one, that, you know, basically what I was talking about with Mark was how basically this year, doing this so long and having so many great repeat clients, every job that I've signed this year, I'm at 81% of repeat clients.
I believe
of
that.
What I've signed. So I was kind of telling him, you just got to keep going, hang mm-hmm. on. You know, they're going to love the system. They're going to love the guys in the field. They're going to love everything that happened. Just like Ellen's like, can I get Mike? You know, she's like, mm-hmm. can I get Mike again?
Absolutely.
We might have to stretch the timeline. We might have to figure it out, but you bet we will. So can you just kind of maybe explain now that we're into this design and going through it, like, you know, what were some of those dreams and aspirations and what are you trying to create in this dining room?
Well, she, so our client really wants to like ramp it up and make it a really dramatic space. I think that's the best way to say it. It's very yeah. dramatic.
And it is what I've seen.
Yes.
So far.
And she brought inspiration to the first meeting. It was fantastic. It looks like something very sophisticated but dramatic. I just can't even explain it. It looks like something out of a Manhattan high-rise, what you would
yeah.
see. And it will completely change the feel of her entryway and her house. It will really make a dramatic difference. I know I've already said dramatic, but...
yeah.
I know. She wants it to still be a dining room, but also a sitting reading area, you know, more
yeah.
of a sanctuary.
Yeah.
So doing a lot of recessed lighting, ambient lighting, making it kind of cozy. I think that's really the goal, and having some really sparks as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, talk about some of the colors, like because the cabinets, you know, were the built-ins, the different things. I was honestly, everybody, I was like, this is so far out of my wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was just kind of in awe the whole time watching the design, doing the presentation, going through the colors and the different things. It was pretty fabulous. Can you kind of explain the cabinet colors and the different items in there?
Sure. We still have to finalize all the selections, but conceptually we're looking at maybe a black and white stone floor mm-hmm. checker. So that makes a huge statement right away off of her foyer. And then the cabinets, probably like a high gloss black. But the interior of the bookcases on the back, maybe a really deep ruby red,
yeah.
really to pop, and have the shelves black. But then light the whole thing with ambient lighting on dimmers, perhaps even color-changing light. We'll see. We'll see where we go.
Yeah.
Brushed gold hardware. It's actually going to be... sexy.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's
I think so.
The word.
Yeah.
Black walls, wainscoting, but on the wainscoting, highlight it with a brushed gold, metallic gold. We're going to add soffit and then do soffit lighting in it. So to hide that, we'll have some trim up there. It's possible that we do some gold up there as well to pull it all through. It's just going to be a really exciting space and something that we don't really see very often here in St. Louis.
Yeah, no, and I try and encourage everyone, you know, do what you love. If you know, it's great to find clients that are in it like that, that are going to stay in their home for the long haul, and you really get to do things that they want. Because I think so many people are held back, mm-hmm. going, oh, but the next person might not like that. And it's like, well, when you're always living in your home thinking about being out the door in 5 years, how can you ever do anything for you or fun or, you know, like that? And that's what's so great about her and, you know, what we get to do and all of that for that. So we'll have a bunch more of this stuff to come. I can't wait to get into more with kitchen cabinets and you know, all of that stuff with you, too, because I know we've got a whole list, you know, for the next segment and everything. I did want to remind everybody a couple things. One, we've got our promo still going. We've got a new one actually started that ends December 31st that is on all projects this time. So basically, same as before, no money down, no payments for 12 months, or you can take 5% off your project and still have low monthly payments. So you can call Mosby, 314-909-1800, schedule your free in-home consultation with us, and find all of the details for this online at callmosby.com. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching. Phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, here's Rich's Right at Home Hack.
All right, guys, we are back. You heard the man. Time for Rich's Right at Home Hack, brought to you by Holper's Pest Control and Animal Solutions. No matter what unwanted bug, pest, or animal is in your home, get Holper's to get them out. Contact them today, 314-310-0338 or holperspest.com. And so today, I kind of, you know, talking about being the ex-project manager, the ex-carpenter, I kind of went back in time and I wanted to do a little hack about the carpenter pencil, because there's some uses for that that a lot of people might not know. And, you know, obviously the simplest one is they make them flat for a reason so that they don't roll away while you're trying to use them. So that's a really cool thing. But the size of the pencil is very specific. So they're 7 inches long, they're a half inch wide, and they're a quarter inch thick. So you can use them for marking different measurements on things. You can use them as a spacer for deck boards. It will always be the quarter inch. There's a lot of different things like that. And then the flat part of the pencil is really great for something Jill will be getting into about kitchen cabinets and scribing for really good, perfect fits, because you know, you can put that cabinet part right against the wall, run that flat pencil down it, marking onto that cabinet style, and then you can shape that thing to just fit right up against the wall. So it's great for scribing. Another cool thing, sharpen them at both ends. So you always, if the tip breaks, you just flip it over and you keep going. This is like a production kind of, you know, keep working type thing. And it really, I prefer to kind of sharpen them with an actual utility knife. I've just always been doing it that way. And you can get a nice flat, you know, sharp tipped end and everything when you're doing that kind of finished carpentry work. So, hey, hopefully that is simple and easy for everybody. And it'll get you out there when you do your DIY jobs. Get yourself a couple carpenter pencils and use them for what they're made to be used for. It's really, really awesome. So if you want to hear this hack or any of them, you can find them on my social media every week. Search Rich Orris Mosby on Facebook. Take you right to my page. You can hear them, go back to different episodes and hear them all there. So Jill, great time here. I didn't get as far into the thing with that project, kind of converting that dining room into a different space and everything. Because I did want to talk about the ceiling, because that's kind of like one of my favorite little feature things too. You know, how the shape and the lighting and the trim and all of that, the like the ambient lighting you were talking about. So can you kind of explain like what we're planning on doing with that ceiling in that project?
So right now we're going to drop the ceiling, I would say probably 6 inches, but we're going to then kind of create a channel at the coffer and then hide some rope lighting within it so that it bounces up and then back down and create nice ambient lighting. You and I did that on another project in a high rise, and it turned out beautifully. And as a matter of fact, I just did it again earlier this year with another project with some beams, and it just creates like just a nice glow in the room.
Yeah, and what I really love is the way this room is set up. You could really almost use it like three different ways. You can eat in there, you can sit and read and have good lighting, or almost like the whole wine tasting or something like that. You know, you can get the ambient lighting, you can hang out with a friend, you can have some wine, you can do whatever. Like intimate, I think would be, you know, like another good word of like, of a setting of how this room can look and have multiple functions to it. So yeah, I love working on these types of projects with you.
Yes. This one will be layered with light. So there will be a lot of different things that can happen in the room as far as activities and feel. So it's going to be very exciting. Like I said, we actually are doing some selections today. So getting into the lighting, I'm very, very excited.
Yeah, that is really, really cool. So, and of course, you'll be looking at the different cabinets and things like that. Mm-hmm. So I thought we would definitely touch on your favorite topic, kitchen cabinets. If I ever have a kitchen cabinet question, you're my go-to, right at it. Basically, I would say not much you don't know about that particular topic. I'd maybe start off with just like, what do you feel like every client should know or understand about cabinets?
Well, they're cabinets. They come in all sorts of different construction, levels of construction, price points, finishes. Yeah. There's more to cabinets than meets the eye. But when you're doing a kitchen, that is also one area where you're going to invest the most money. So you really should do your homework on the cabinets as you purchase them.
Yeah.
Because it can make a big difference, really. Everything else really could be changed, but do you really want to have to change your cabinets in 5 years?
Yeah.
So there is a reason why it is the most expensive portion of the project.
Yeah.
Typically. Besides maybe depending on the level of appliances that you would choose to do. But if I were giving piece of advice to clients, I would look at the cabinets and the construction, the finish, how long they plan to be in the home.
Yeah.
So those would be some of my suggestions.
Oh, yeah. The amount of kitchens I've seen that have, you know, like the thermofoil is pulling apart or, you know, on all these, or there's problems with the cabinets. And they're all kind of like, wow, you know, it's been like 10 years. Like the house is just built, you know, it's maybe 8, 10, 12 years old and they have kitchen cabinet issues, you know, and they're all saying the same thing. Like, you know, if someone would have told me this would have only lasted 10 years, you know, and you know, I came up with a really good trick with the white thermofoil cabinets of how they peel and everything. To kind of buy some people some time with, they make electrical tape that's white. And you literally like run it across there, fold it over to the back of the cabinet, lock it down. And like kitchens are not like something you just jump headfirst into, you know, and it might take people time to get ready or time to save or all these different things. So, yeah, it's like, what do you do until then when you didn't know your cabinets were going to be going bad? You know, and cabinets can be wildly different in price and, you know, things like that. Like, you know, literally go to like, you know, Hoods and buy like a $200-something cabinet for my son's little powder room on his first floor in his townhouse. But the same type or look of cabinet could literally cost three or four times that. What kind of really makes that difference in that make of those cabinets?
It's really the fit and finish that makes the difference. Because you can have, like you just said, that kind of cabinet, but it's not going to be plywood, it's going to be particle board. Even the door will be a particle board door. It's not going to be a plywood door. The finish is probably just a spray on one coat. It's not going to be sprayed, sanded, sprayed again. Even how they prep the wood isn't the same as a really nice custom cabinet. All of that adds to the cost of the cabinet.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, when you're looking for townhouse, powder room, maybe you are only going to be there 5 years or so. I gamble a little bit. I know how to put the cabinet in, so if I need a different one, we can change it. You know, there's a gamble there. But if you're in it for the long haul and you're, you know, if I knew he was going to be living there, like he's like, oh, yeah, I'm not leaving for 15 years or better or what, then we'd be like, okay, well, let's think about this for a minute, because do you want to change your bathroom cabinet three times in the next 15 years?
Exactly. And some clients, I mean, if we're talking a powder room or something like that, they're okay with getting something that's very trendy too, knowing that in a couple of years you'll just change it. So there's something to be said about that. But if it's a kitchen or something more extensive, you know, consider it.
Yeah.
See what falls into your investment level that you're comfortable with.
Yeah. And what about some of these different like styles in cabinets, cabinet doors, things like that? I mean, there's so much to choose from.
There are. I mean, if you want a true farmhouse, cottagey type of look, then you might be more into an inset cabinet, which means the door is actually inset into the cabinet frame.
Yeah.
That type of look is typically, that's harder to do on a lower end cabinet with the fit and finish.
Yeah.
So then you also have your frameless and your framed cabinets. Is that what you were asking about?
Sure.
Yeah. So your frameless are what some people would call European, because it's only the top, the bottom, and the sides of the cabinet, and the door is actually attached to the side of the cabinet.
Yeah.
That's what's considered a frameless cabinet. A lot of time, frameless is becoming the typical for most clients because it offers the widest drawer boxes.
Because
you don't have a front frame that will reduce the width of the drawer box. But some people are very traditional, and their carpenters prefer a framed cabinet. which your framed cabinet is. When you open up your door, you have the front frame that you can see and that the hinges are attached to it.
Yeah, and I've often, you know, we've talked about, like, the frameless having more space. And I've often, you know, I'm that old carpenter. I'm used to putting in a certain thing, and I haven't put in a lot of, you know, some of the other new stuff or whatever. So I'm looking at it going, are you really gaining that much space in an upper cabinet? Or that? But when you mention the drawer, okay, that is a big deal because you got your guides, you got everything. That drawer really does shrink. If you look at the width of a cabinet and the width of your drawer, take a peek at that. It's much smaller.
It can be substantial. It could be an inch to an inch and a half sometimes.
Yeah.
Because on a drawer, the drawer glides now generally are underneath the drawer and they're full extension. So they slide all the way out. And depending on how a framed cabinet is built, you'll have side glides or they might be underneath, but you still have the front frame. So
hey, we got to get into a break. We'll be right back after this with more of this awesome kitchen talk.
You're listening to Right at Home with Rich. And now, here's your host, Rich Horace.
All right, everybody, we are back and we are having a great conversation on kitchens, kitchen cabinets, design elements, all this fun stuff with Mosby designer Jill Warbeck, senior designer. Sorry about that, Jill. I want to make sure I keep that out there, right? You know, I got to mark you just a little bit. But like I said, a wealth of knowledge, all the different things, everything you do to help out our clients, my clients, absolutely love it. And it's such a good time. So let's kind of start out just, we'll stick in the kitchen and, you know, look at just some kitchen trends. What have you seen lately? What's going on in kitchens?
Lately, you know, I think it's because of the Joanna Gaines factor, but open shelves are very popular right now, like the walnut, matte finish, that sort of thing. Color is coming back. That's the biggest thing. And it's very exciting.
That's cool. Yeah.
Very exciting. I think gray is probably on its way out. If it's not, it's going to be like a grayish, a warmer gray, kind of going there. Tile designs, all shapes, all sizes. Again, color. You're going to see, which we've been seeing, brushed gold as accents, all sorts of mixed metals, fantastic lighting. Integrated lighting as well. So on those floating shelves, you're going to start seeing lighting routed into it. So it's kind of seamless
that is
look.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah.
A lot of really fun things. And of course, you know, apps doing your appliances and
yeah. A lot of high tech stuff, definitely still coming in and everything. When we were in the training for that universal design stuff.
Oh yes.
The guy was talking about that oven that refrigerates. I was like, "What?" Like,
that's interesting.
That was the first I had heard of that one. You know, talking on this high tech stuff and everything. But apparently, yeah, like, you know, stick your casserole in; it'll keep it cold for however many hours while you're at work, and then you set it to start baking when you need it. I'm baffled by that one, but there's never, you know, all these new tech things that don't start to come in where you're like, oh my gosh, like that is absolutely crazy. But yet, how perfect is that to be able to stick your food in and do that? I was really surprised by that. There's so many different things like that.
Yeah.
It's got to be really something in the selections process to help guide people through all that different stuff. And
yeah, it's really just communicating with the client, trying to find out what they want as far as what are their desires. Do they like the apps on their phone? Do they like, you know, doing everything remotely, having that ability? Or are they more into the design aspect? I mean, what is their desire?
Yeah, and you know, so kind of what I do at that upfront meetings and stuff, like just yesterday, I was trying to explain to somebody that really they kind of had this whole, I want to finish my basement, had all these ideas, had, you know, almost had kind of like a layout. And I'm trying to explain to them that, like, well, this is where the, you know, our designers step in and never cease to amaze me, because they're not just going to look at like what you're thinking and your layout and everything. You know, they're going to look at your project as almost like a line item of goals. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you want in your basement? Well, I want a bedroom. I want a bathroom. I want, you know, a workout area. I'd like a window in the workout area. They take these goals and, you know, literally show you two or three ways that things can happen to fit these goals. And it's like, you know, and it happens in kitchens a lot too. It's like a house shopping. You got 10 goals, but maybe the project you end up with to fit your budget and how things can lay out and one way works better than the other, maybe you end up with 7.
Exactly.
You know, something like that.
So like at the Measure and Photo, when we go out together.
Yeah.
And we're, and the designer's interviewing the client, we're asking what are their needs with the project? Yeah. And then what are their wants? And really trying to delve into each of those. So that as we're putting together the concept, which might be 1, 2, or 3 different ideas, sometimes there's another one that's kind of sitting in the back of our head,
yeah,
that we could possibly put together. But it's one of those things where we want to marry those needs and the wants so that they get the project they really want.
Yeah.
And at the investment level that they're comfortable with.
Yeah, and there's a lot of figuring out to get to there. But, you know, looking at like kitchen kind of design elements, what I always kind of call like the wow factor, there's always something in a kitchen that's like the thing that when you walk in, you go, oh, wow, I absolutely love that. You know, so what's like one of the most unique items or products, you know, you've designed into a kitchen that kind of gave that wow factor?
Actually, this was a long, long time ago. I did a roll under sink cabinet in the kitchen, and it was for a client who had really bad knees and wanted to be able to just sit there and to chop, wash the vegetables and everything. So it was just a little like apron sink. We did an apron. They were able to roll under it. We actually, because it was so longer, we had to custom fabricate the sink.
Yeah.
And the location of the faucet. And it worked out beautifully. That was one of the favorite things of their entire kitchen. So it worked out really well.
Yeah.
I've done this beautiful hood with a mere penny round tile behind it. It was gorgeous. It definitely is the talk of a lot of other people.
And there's so many different cool features like that. One of my clients that Jake worked with me with in their dining room, they picked out this dining room, like light fixture, chandelier kind of type thing. It's real long, kind of linear, really, really modern, cool. That talk about like a wow feature piece. They were actually telling us one day that they've had people in their neighborhood just like come to their door, that just like neighbors that walk and like want to see the fixture because they could see it through the window. They're like, what is that? Like, that is so cool. Look, you know, and I'm like, talk about a wow factor feature piece. Right. You got people coming in off the street that see this from the sidewalk and go, that is so cool looking. I got to know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's some fun things that can really be done. It's awesome.
Oh, fantastic things. Just kind of thinking outside the box and finding the right product.
Yeah. Well, and I think finding the right home for you, where you want to be, you know, where you want to stay, things like that. I think you can stop worrying so much about return on investment and about the next buyer and start worrying about like what would make you happy, what would you really like, what could you have fun with, and really get to be a part of your space. You know, I see so much out there where they're thinking about the next people or, you know, keeping things kind of neutral. Mm-hmm. You know, well, I want to keep it neutral for like the next buyer. And I'm like, but the next buyer might not even like neutral. You know, you don't know what the next buyer is going to do, right?
Exactly. So I've had a few clients over my years who, as they've started to retire, they want to make their house relevant for their kids to come back to.
Oh, yeah.
So that it becomes a destination for their kids who are out of town and for the grandkids. So that's another factor that I'm seeing a trend on. And one made a cigar lounge.
Oh, nice.
Exactly. He had four that's sons true. And wanted a place that the boys would come back to with their families. So that's something that I enjoy doing, is making the house relevant.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. That's something that being a very early onset, you know, where kids moved out and all that stuff, I could see that, you know, being like, wow, they're not here. What do I do to make them want to be here?
Right.
Or make them want to come back, you know, and spend some time or that. That's really, really, that's a cool thought and idea. Mm-hmm. So if you could give every listener, every client, every person, just kind of one piece of advice to every homeowner prior to remodeling their kitchen, what would that be?
Start thinking about your wants and needs. Start putting together ideas, whether it be house or some other form of even searching of what you like, so that somebody, if you go and talk to somebody or a designer, you actually have some ideas that you can share.
Yeah.
So, you know, and you can start the process anytime, whether it be yourself or working with somebody.
Yeah, no, for sure. And for everybody out there, you know, if you're considering this stuff, I would urge you to have a conversation with us. I think there's great things and great information we can, you know, get to you and help out, be an advisor. You can find us. You can call us 314-909-1800, callmosby.com. You can walk into our little studio on West Argonne, 115 West Argonne in Kirkwood, Missouri. And I'll remind you to look up our promo online, callmosby.com. It was a pleasure, Jill. Great to have you on.
Thank
For everybody
you, Rich.
Else, I'll talk to you next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich. And now, here's your host, Rich Horace.
All right, everybody, we are back. And we are having a great conversation on kitchens, kitchen cabinets, design elements, all this fun stuff with Mosby designer Jill Warbeck, senior designer. Sorry about that, Jill. I want
to
make sure I keep that out there, right? You know, I gotta mark you just a little bit. But like I said, a wealth of knowledge, all the different things, everything you do to help out our clients, my clients. Absolutely love it, and it's such a good time. So let's kind of start out, just we'll stick in the kitchen and, you know, look at just some kitchen trends. What have you seen lately? What's going on in kitchens?
Lately, you know, I think it's because of the Joanna Gaines factor, but open shelves are very popular right now,
yeah.
Like the walnut, matte finish, that sort of thing. Color is coming back. That's the biggest thing, and it's very exciting.
That's cool, yeah.
Very exciting. I think gray is probably on its way out. If it's not, it's going to be like a grayish, a warmer gray, kind of going there. Tile designs, all shapes, all sizes. Again, color. You're going to see, which we've been seeing, brushed gold as accents. All sorts of mixed metals, fantastic lighting, integrated lighting as well. So on those floating shelves, you're going to start seeing lighting yeah. routed into it. So it's kind of seamless
look.
That is
great. Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah.
A lot of really fun things. And of course, you know, apps doing your appliances and.
Yeah. A lot of high tech stuff. Yeah. Definitely still, still coming in and everything. When we were in the training for that universal design stuff.
Oh yes.
The guy was talking about that oven that refrigerates. I was like, what? Like,
that's interesting.
That was the first I had heard of that one, you know, talking on this high tech stuff and everything. But apparently, yeah, like, you know, stick your casserole in, it'll keep it cold for however many hours while you're work, and then you set it to start baking when you need it. I'm baffled by that one, but there's never, you know, all these new tech things that don't start to come in where you're like, oh my gosh, like that is absolutely crazy. But yet, how perfect is that to be able to stick your food in and do that? I was really surprised by that. There's so many different things like that. Yeah. It's got to be really something in the selections process to help guide people through all that different stuff. And
yeah, it's really just communicating with the client, trying to find out what they want as far as what are their desires. Do they like the apps on their phone? Do they like, you know, doing everything remotely, having that ability? Or are they more into the design aspect? I mean, what is their desire?
Yeah. And, you know, so kind of what I do at that upfront meetings and stuff, like just yesterday, I was trying to explain to somebody that really, they kind of had this whole, I want to finish my basement, had all these ideas, had, you know, almost had kind of like a layout. And I'm trying to explain to them that, like, well, this is where the, you know, our designers step in and never cease to amaze me, because they're not just going to look at like what you're thinking and your layout and everything. You know, they're going to look at your project as almost like a line item of goals. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you want in your basement? Well, I want a bedroom. I want a bathroom. I want, you know, a workout area. I'd like a window in the workout area. They take these goals and, you know, literally show you two or three ways that things can happen to fit these goals. And it's like, you know, and it happens in kitchens a lot too. It's like house shopping. You got 10 goals, but maybe the project you end up with to fit your budget and how things can lay out and one way works better than the other, maybe you end up with 7.
Exactly.
You know, something like that.
So like at the Measure and Photo, when we go out together.
Yeah.
And the designer's interviewing the client, we're asking what are their needs with the project? Yeah. And then what are their wants? And really trying to delve into each of those. So that as we're putting together the concept, which might be 1, 2, or 3 different ideas, sometimes there's another one that's kind of sitting in the back of our head that we could possibly put together. But it's one of those things where we want to marry those needs and the wants so that they get the project they really want.
Yeah.
And at the investment level that they're comfortable with.
Yeah. And there's a lot of figuring out to get to there. But, you know, looking at like kitchen kind of design elements, what I always kind of call like the wow factor, there's always something in a kitchen that's like the thing that when you walk in, you go, oh, wow, I absolutely love that. You know, so what's like one of the most unique items or products, you know, you've designed into a kitchen that kind of gave that wow factor?
Actually, this was a long, long time ago. I did a roll under sink cabinet in the kitchen, and it was for a client who had really bad knees and wanted to be able to just sit there and to chop, wash the vegetables and everything. So it was just a little like apron sink. We did an apron. They were able to roll under it. We actually, because it was so longer, we had to custom fabricate the sink.
Yeah.
And the location of the faucet. And it worked out beautifully. That was one of their favorite things of their entire kitchen. So it worked out really well.
Yeah.
I've done this beautiful, lately I did this beautiful hood with a mere penny round tile behind it. It was gorgeous. It definitely is the talk
Yeah.
Of a lot of other people.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and there's so many different cool features like that. One of my clients that Jake worked with me with in their dining room, they picked out this dining room like light fixture chandelier kind of type thing. It's real long, kind of linear, really, really modern, cool. That talk about like a wow feature piece. They were actually telling us one day that they've had people in their neighborhood just like come to their door, that just like neighbors that walk and like want to see the fixture because they could see it through the window. They're like, what is that? Like, that is so cool. Look, you know, and I'm like, talk about a wow factor feature piece. Right. You got people coming in off the street that see this from the sidewalk and go, that is so cool looking. I got to know what it is. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's some fun things that can really be done. It's awesome.
Oh, fantastic things. Just kind of thinking outside the box and finding the right product.
Yeah. Well, and I think, finding the right home for you, where you want to be, you know, where you want to stay, things like that. I think you can stop worrying so much about return on investment and about the next buyer and start worrying about like what would make you happy, what would you really like, what could you have fun with, and really get to be a part of your space. You know, I see so much out there where they're thinking about the next people or, you know, keeping things kind of neutral. Mm-hmm. You know, well, I want to keep it neutral for like the next buyer. And I'm like, but the next buyer might not even like neutral. You know, you don't know what the next buyer is going to do, right?
Exactly. So I've had a few clients over my years who, as they've started to retire, they want to make their house relevant for their kids to come back to.
Oh, yeah.
So that it becomes a destination for their kids who are out of town and for the grandkids. So that's another factor that I'm seeing a trend on. And one made a cigar lounge.
Oh, nice.
Exactly. He had four that's sons true. And wanted a place that the boys would come back to with their families. So that's something that I enjoy doing is making the house relevant.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. That's something that being a very early onset, you know, where kids moved out and all that stuff, I could see that, you know, being like, wow, they're not here. What do I do to make them want to be here?
Right.
Or make them want to come back, you know, and spend some time or that. That's really, really, that's a cool thought and idea. Mm-hmm. So if you could give every listener, every client, every person, just kind of one piece of advice to every homeowner prior to remodeling their kitchen, what would that be?
Start thinking about your wants and needs. Start putting together ideas, whether it be house or some other form of even searching of what you like, so that somebody, if you go and talk to somebody or a designer, you actually have some ideas that you can share.
Yeah.
So, you know, and you can start the process anytime, whether it be yourself or working with somebody.
Yeah, no, for sure. And for everybody out there, you know, if you're considering this stuff, I would urge you to have a conversation with us. I think there's great things and great information we can, you know, get to you and help out, be an advisor. You can find us. You can call us 314-909-1800, callmosby.com. You can walk into our little studio on West Argonne, 115 West Argonne in Kirkwood, Missouri. And I'll remind you to look up our promo online, callmosby.com. It was a pleasure, Jill. Great to have you on. For everybody else, I'll talk to you next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.